This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This hour, the Supreme Court is hearing former President Trump's appeal to stay on the 2024 ballot, and you can listen. The AP's Jennifer King is in Washington.
Listeners can tune in for the Supreme Court arguments either during or after the case. Today, the justices consider whether former President Donald Trump can be kept off the 2024 ballot.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
There will be no cameras in the courtroom when the Supreme Court marshal bangs her gavel. People can listen live at www.apnews.com. C-SPAN will carry the arguments at www.cspan.org. And you can listen to live audio or a replay via the court's website at www.supremecourt.gov. The Colorado case wrestles with the question of whether Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, aimed at keeping former office holders who engaged in insurrection, can be applied to the former president. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Biden says he's heartbroken to learn of the deaths of those five Marines who were on a helicopter that went down outside San Diego.
The CH-53E Super Stallion vanished late Tuesday during stormy weather while returning from a training mission outside Las Vegas. It was found yesterday in the Southern California mountains, and search crews had to fight through heavy snow and rugged terrain to reach it. This type of helicopter is the military's biggest and has been involved in several deadly accidents, including a crash in Iraq 19 years ago that killed 31 people on board, the single deadliest loss of U.S. troops during the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two JetBlue planes touched this morning at Boston Logan International Airport. One plane's wingtip touched the other plane's tail. Nobody was hurt. Both flights were canceled. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. There have been more job cuts, though, recently in technology and media. This is AP News. Do you know about Paxlovid?
A drug known as Paxlovid can lessen the risk of severe COVID-19 illness, but it's underused. Experts say it's a powerful tool that can prevent hospitalization and death from COVID-19. A Centers for Disease Control study found that Paxlovid can reduce hospitalization risks among adults by 51%. But its high price and doctors' hesitation to administer the pill means Paxlovid isn't going to the people who need it. Jennifer Kirkus at the Palmetia Health Mart Pharmacy says it's a difficult situation for pharmacies and patients.
Not only is it very expensive for small guys to carry, but the reimbursement rate is also not that great. So it's kind of a catch-22 for small independents.
When Paxlovid was first authorized for emergency use in the U.S. 3 years ago, it was free. But since the government stopped funding the treatment, Pfizer has set a list price at nearly $1,400. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.